In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept open ocean swimmer Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile crossing from Cuba to Florida. She was in her 20s. Now, at the age of 60, the host of The Score, heard normally at this time here on KCRW, is trying again. I'm Matt Holzman, and until she's made it, I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress. Last week, she successfully completed a grueling 24-hour practice swim off the coast of Florida. That's just a practice swim.
Well, let's call it 8:19. That's when we're going to start the swim. 8:19.
So you're back from your little dip in the ocean. How did it go?
I'm back. Well, you know, I'm never going to go, hyperbole on you and say that it was easy, because it just can't be. 24 hours straight in the ocean can't be easy. But, Matt, I swear to you, there was never a minute, there was never a 1 minute stretch where I didn't feel strong, both emotionally and physically. I just powered my way through it and I felt great. So I just cross your fingers, I can do three times that much and feel, you know, maybe even just half that good.
I saw the CNN footage of them taking you out of the water after the swim and your interview shortly after. I actually don't know how long you had been out of the water. But I found it a little frightening, Diana. I have to say that I guess
it wasn't pretty.
There was just never a doubt. There was never a moment of doubt. From the very beginning, I knew. I'm very proud.
So here's the dichotomy. I already said I felt great. And when I was swimming, that's true. You could have come to me at the, you know, during the eighth hour, during the 12th hour, during the 22nd hour, during the 24th hour, and you would have found me very lucid, even with a sense of humor. But when you stop, a couple things happen. One is your blood pressure all of a sudden and your pulse, they drop, you know, rather radically. And now all of a sudden, blood doesn't go to your brain. And if you're not feeling well, but you've been disguising it with adrenaline, it all comes to you. If 2 minutes before I stopped stroking, you had reached over the side of the boat and you said, Diana, can you go another 24 hours? I would have said, yeah, let's go. I was feeling that good. But 3 minutes after I stopped, I was sick as a dog, vomited all over the place, just about passed out. You know, the blood pressure was so low. I took an IV from a nurse on board, and she gave me 4 liters of fluid. That's how much liquid my body had lost. So this was a training swim, and we learned a myriad of things. For instance, I'll give you an example. I was swimming to the right, so especially at night, you know, you don't have good depth perception. You're just seeing these flat lights on the side of the boat, and they can't light the thing up like a Christmas tree, Matt, because lights flooding out along the surface attract sharks, so you try to keep the lighting minimal. I couldn't tell if the boat was like 20 feet from me or, you know, 30 yards from me. I couldn't tell if it was facing away from me or toward me. It didn't work. So they're going to rig up this boom that comes over the side of the boat, you know, hangs down, and then below me has a bar that has a day glow orange stripe on it. So that literally, as I look down, instead of breathing and trying to see that boat and follow it and take energy to, you know, lift up and say, where the heck is the boat? Where am I? I would just look down. And when I see that day glow orange, I know I'm exactly 15 feet from the boat. One of the things we definitely learned is I was eating enough calories, I had strength, but I wasn't drinking enough fluid. I was definitely down and dehydrated, and so I would have been in trouble if we went a lot much longer. And now we're solving that. We're coming up with all kinds of ways to get more fluids in me without stopping so much. So, you know, lesson learned. But I did feel great while I was still in the water.
Well, you looked great. You looked strong. Now, what happens next?
You know, I keep comparing it. Last time we talked, to an expedition. You know, it's not just me getting my body and my mind ready. We still do not have government permissions from either side, from Cuba or the U.S. Treasury Department. Every day I fax in, you know, yet more bureaucratic paperwork that they need and want to talk about. I have not been assured that it's going to happen, but Hillary Clinton herself called Treasury, which is under the State Department, and said, you know, I would really appreciate it if you'd expedite, you know, this paperwork and get this thing done. So I'm kind of assuming that Treasury is going to come through. On the Cuban side, I was always told that they would welcome this event, but it's unnerving, you know, not to have that in place. We're still fundraising like crazy. You know, people are wonderful and come to my website and pledge small amounts, and I'm so appreciative. But, you know, we need a whole pocket of cash to get this thing done. And I'm you know, meeting with my doctor, and, you know, we're meeting with the boat design people and meeting with the shark experts. You know, every little thing that we thought we had, we were pretty good, but we need to get to the next level to do something that's much bigger than 24 hours.
Well, we'll talk to you next week and see where you are.
Thank you, as usual. Thanks for your interest. It means a lot.
Diana Nyad, well on her way to her dream swim from Cuba to Florida. Tune in next week at this time for our next update, or go to kcrw.com/dream.